Frank?
Yes.
Thank you very much for holding. Now, what I did find out is I can go through and issue a new order.
Okay.
It will take a few days for it to go through.
Okay.
Now, the only thing is, even though your order has not yet been completed, the system is showing you as a customer. It's already showing on your account. You're not being billed for it yet, but it is being shown that you are a DSL customer, so you will actually not get the promotional rate. It will be the full price because it is changing.
Okay, well, just cancel everything then. Just cancel it.
Everything?
Yeah, just cancel everything. This is ridiculous. I'm fed up and I'm dissatisfied, so I'm just going to cancel everything and I will stick with my present ISP the way everything is.
I do that. It will be just a moment while I do cancel this. When you do receive the modem, you will have to send it back. Just filling out the cancellation order for you.
And let it be known that your salesperson previously did not inform me that my ISP would be changing their rates.
That your ISP, pardon?
Would be changing their rates.
We actually don't know whether other ISPs are changing their rates. We have no access to what the rates are.
It's my understanding that only qualifying ISPs are allowed to go through the DSL program. So I assume you have a list of ISPs, and I assume...
A list of their names, but we have no idea what their rates are.
Okay.
They don't tell us what their rates are. That is between... the customer ISP is we have no idea what the rates are.
Okay, well,
okay.
Considering that you probably have maybe 4 or 5 qualifying ISPs in this area, it seems it would behoove you to gather that information so you can pass that information on to the customer. We're not talking about 200 ISPs. We're talking about a small database here.
There actually are quite a few because we deal with 14 different states. There are well over 100 ISPs we deal with, and we don't have access to what their charges are, unfortunately.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Well, New Mexico doesn't have 100 ISPs. New Mexico probably has 4 or 5 local ISPs.
Okay, I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah, it's pretty crappy you guys send me this stuff and then put me on through this crap on the phone for 2 hours getting all this stuff set up. And now you're going to tell me I'm a regular customer when I haven't even received my modem, I haven't used a single second of DSL service, and you're going to tell me I don't get the promotional rate because I'm a regular customer. It's insane and ridiculous. And it pisses me off pretty bad.
I am very, very sorry about that, and that is just the way I actually checked on it for you, just to be sure, because I didn't want to give you the wrong information.
Yeah.
Okay, and I am very, very sorry about that.
Well, I appreciate it, but I can't believe that there's nothing you can do. It's hard for me to believe that,
yeah.
That's it, that the rate is over. I had my chance, my window of opportunity. You know, was it, what, a 24-hour window or something like that? And now it's closed because I'm a regular customer who's never used a single second of your service or even received a single piece of hardware. Certainly, there's a manager somewhere that can change this. Somebody in a higher position.
Somebody in a higher position that I did get my information from.
And that's it. That's just cut and dry. That's it. The promotional rate's over, and I'm a regular customer now, so I don't get the promotional rate, and that's just it.
Unfortunately, that is the way it does work.
Well, that's the way it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Defining the definition of work means gaining customers and gaining customer satisfaction. Not working seems to be losing customers and dissatisfying people. And that's what's happened here. You've dissatisfied somebody and lost a customer.
I am very, very sorry about that.
All right. Well, I appreciate your sympathy.
Okay. So I am canceling that pending order. It does say that the order has been canceled. And there are no more pending orders for you.
All right.
I'm very sorry about this, Mr. Frank.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Have a good day.